I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. They've got an established brand. They've got name recognition. Why wouldn't they want to cash in on some of that reputation? Well, for one, they happen to be the Hells Angels Motorcycle Club. In the U.S., the Department of Justice calls them an organized crime syndicate. But in the Canadian city of Toronto, the Angels have opened a retail store. Peter Kootenbrouwer is a senior writer with the National Post newspaper in Toronto. He went to the Hells Angels store, which is simply called 81.
81 is the apparently a pseudonym for the Hells Angels. The 8 refers to H, which is the 8th letter of the alphabet, and the 1 would be A, so H-A. It's interesting because apparently, I didn't realize this, but unless you are a full member of the Hells Angels, you can't wear anything that says the actual words Hells Angels on it. But they do, and apparently for many years, have a marketing business of selling their stuff to people with words that refer to the Hells Angels. So there are a lot of coffee mugs, and they say on them, support BRM. I asked what that means. It means Big Red Machine, which is another expression they use to describe the Hells Angels. If you weren't sort of in the know, you might wonder why anyone would want to buy this merchandise. It doesn't even say Hells Angels on it.
Right.
But
I mean, you'd have to know what 81 or BRM means.
Well, the thing is that a lot of people apparently on the street do know what these things mean, including people who are in the drug business. And I spoke to some people with the Ontario Provincial Police Biker Enforcement Unit. And what they said is that street level thugs will sometimes buy this merchandise and wear it just so that other people will be intimidated by them, will think that maybe they're connected to the Hells Angels, that they have some pull, that they've got some friends, and that they maybe don't want to run out on their drug debts, for example.
Well, I mean, the Hells Angels have a fearsome reputation, but that is reputation. What's behind that? I mean, in Canada, have they been associated or implicated in any criminal activity that might warrant, you know, shutting down or preventing them from running commercial operations?
Yes. According to the police, the Hells Angels have 7 times been found in the courts of Canada to be a criminal organization.
So I gather during your visit to the Hells Angels boutique in Toronto, at one point you were not very politely asked to leave.
Well, that's right. I mean, initially, just to set the context for you, there were a lot of reporters waiting outside the place. There were a number of camera crews that had just opened. It was a big buzz. Everybody had descended on the place. And I think the Hells Angels were getting pretty skittish by the time I arrived. I walked in with a photographer, and the guy said, "Well, you're not a reporter or anything, are you?" I said, "I am a reporter, but I'm just coming to look around." So he let me in, and I looked around, and it might have been that I made a bit of a joke. I said, you know, I was asking some people on my way here if they wanted anything from the shop, and they said they were all good. And there was this other Hells Angel, who an older gentleman with a white ponytail, who said, "Okay, you're getting out of here. Get out of my store." Used some pretty foul language and basically asked me to leave the store, which I did. There was a bit of a vestibule between the store and the street. And so I stood in the vestibule. I was still taking notes, just trying to describe in my notepad the merchandise, at which point he grabbed me on the shoulder and basically physically pushed me out of the store and down the stairs.
Well, as they say, live to ride, ride to live. And Peter, you got to live to write about this event at the Hells Angels Boutique in Toronto. Peter Kootenbrouwer, senior writer with the National Post, thanks so much.
Thank you, Marco.